With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enroll in grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Catch all the play-by-play with Susan Waldman and Dave Sims, the home of Yankees radio. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn app.
Laurie Robinson.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Welcome to the program. I'm Laurie Robinson, talking sports, having fun with you here on The Fan at 888-808-1019. Producing tonight, Paul Rosenberg. I'll be with you until 2 a.m. And got a couple good guests for you. Phone lines are open, or you can hit me up on Twitter on X at L Robinson. And look! There obviously is a crud load of sports to talk about. We got Yankees, Red Sox, and the gauntlet is over. The season's not over. The Yankees still have to finish strong, finish with momentum to carry you into the postseason. But the Yankees win 3 out of 4 series in the gauntlet, 12 very difficult games, and I don't know, Yankee fans. I guess the question is, did they make a statement? Did they send a message with this 12-game stretch? Because I would say the narrative all season, the story was, the Yankees can't beat good teams. Well, they lost the series to Detroit. That's true. But they turned around and played some very good baseball and won 3 out of 4 series against winning teams, and including the Red Sox, who had really been embarrassing the Yankees for most of this season, and the Yankees with a little payback up to Fenway take a series. Now, did you want them to sweep and win tonight? Yes, of course. Did you want to get greedy? Yes, of course. Is it a statement, a message without winning tonight, without the sweep? I don't know. What do you tell me. But I think the Yankees still walk away feeling pretty good about themselves. This game, when you have Garrett Crochet, one of the top two pitchers, starting pitchers in the American League and in all of baseball, when you have Garrett Crochet starting for the Red Sox and Will Warren, a rookie, making his 31st start of the season for the Yankees, who, let's be honest, gives up 6 runs in the first inning, and there were no cheapies there, all hard contact. Yes, Stanton misplays a ball, does not look good in left field on the first hit of the game, but no cheapies there. Everybody hit the ball hard. All 9 guys got to the plate, hit the ball hard in the first inning. And say this about Will Warren. He hung in there and gave the Yankees 5 innings. But it's not a game going in, Garrett Crochet and Will Warren, that you're thinking, oh yeah, Yankees are going to win this one. They did well to make it a ball game, keep it competitive. And if this is foreshadowing of a playoff matchup, a postseason matchup, wild card series, round one matchup, Yankees-Red Sox, with the Yankees hosting at Yankee Stadium, then Will Warren is not starting a game in that series. And, you know, it's a different story when you're talking about aces and big boys as your starters. And so, you know, you take this game, you can make of it what you will, but the Yankees go up there, they take 2 out of 3. The Mets, who are leaking oil like your grandmother's old jalopy, I mean, just absolutely leaking oil with playoff chances, looking like they're, you know, I mean, going by the roadside. Yet, here they are, when you think that they're done, and on a 7-game losing streak, and when you think that, you know, 8-game losing streaks, 9-game losing streaks, 10-game, you know, no end in sight, and you worry with this Mets team, are they ever going to win again? Then what do? When you worry they'll never win again because it just seems so bad, they turn around and toss you one, win in 10 innings, Pete Alonso, walk-off home run, and a very satisfying Mets game on Sunday. And if you could watch that game and you focused on it, you know, good for you. I will confess, I'm pulling the old 3 screens on at once. And I always am straightforward with you people. Yes, was I paying attention to the Mets game? Yes, I was. However, when you've got 2 football games going on a Sunday, they're both getting the audio there, Giants and Jets. Now, I will say, the Jets at a certain point got relegated with the garbage that the Jets were spewing on Sunday. They got relegated, and I watched them, but by late in that game, I started to focus more on the Mets. And the Jets were just hellacious. And Justin Fields, we saw everything that worries you about Justin Fields. One week, he's terrific, and then the next week, he's horrible. And you feel bad, concussion, leaves. You know, but he was 3 of 11 for 27 yards in this game. Just, yeah, fumbled, turnover, and then the concussion. So we'll get to that, and we'll dive into the Jets. But I have to start with, and you can call in on the Yankees, and you can call in on the Mets, and you can call in on the Jets, but I'm going to start with the New York Giants. And the New York Giants did something that you would think is hard to do. The Giants scored 37 points. The Giants, Russell Wilson passed for 450 yards. Threw 3 touchdown passes. And they still lost. It's hard to do that. And the strength of this Giants team was supposed to be the defense, right? That's where a lot of the resources went. That's where the, you know, number 3 overall pick in the draft, the defense. And the free agents, Paulson Adebo, Javon Holland, the, you know, free agency money to the defense. And sure, were there a couple of areas where you looked at it and said, maybe not enough depth? You worry a little bit about cornerback number 2. You worry about depth at linebacker. You know, it's imperfect, but there was enough on this Giants defense in terms of players and personnel there, and especially that defensive line and the ability to rush the passer, that you thought, if you were a reasonable thinking human being, that this would be a strength of this football team. And we even, stupid us, heard things like in the offseason, in the preseason, this might be a top 10 defense. Maybe they have the making of a top 10 defense. Well, you know what? Yes, this is on the players. Yes, the players have to be better. And yes, you cannot have 4,000 penalties. Actually, we're going to toss some numbers out at you. And you know how generally, like people like Paul and I, it's sports talk radio. So what do? We exaggerate, right? And you've heard of the term hyperbole. Hyperbole, like really exaggerating things, right? Blowing it out of proportion, right? Like that's what you've heard about. And then you have the phrase historically bad. And we toss around, this was historically bad. Or somebody's performance was historically bad. And what it really means is, oh, it was one of the worst this season or something like that. Not historically. But in the case of the Giants, there were some historically bad numbers here today. First, penalties. The Giants was a total of 14 accepted penalties for 160 yards. 14 accepted penalties. There were a bunch of others that were either offsetting and negated or turned down by Dallas, declined because they took the play. On one play alone, there were four penalties called, three against the Giants, and then CeeDee Lamb lost his cool in a totally boneheaded way and bailed the Giants out. But three on one play alone. Those all three negated. So that doesn't even go to the total.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
But 14 accepted penalties, 160 yards, according to Ed Werder and stats we're seeing online, that was apparently the most this century. Now, this century, I realize, it's 2025. So when I say historically bad, we're not talking about in the, you know, it's in the 100-year history of the New York Giants or whatever. I don't know. I'd have to look back further than that. But when we say historically bad, we don't just mean Giants football. We mean every NFL team this century. Nobody has amassed 160 yards worth of penalties, apparently, this century. The other thing, historically bad, welcome to the program, James Hudson. James Hudson, the Giants swing tackle that the front office leapt on, thought was so excited, pounced on, very excited, want to bring him as our swing tackle. So if Andrew Thomas, who we know is always hurt and coming off Lisfranc surgery on the foot, if Andrew Thomas is injured, we're okay because we have James Hudson the third as our swing tackle. And we'll pay him $12 million over 2 years, $6 million guaranteed for the privilege of being a backup, a swing tackle. That means we're very excited about him. There were plenty of other players he could have gone and gotten. The Jets as an example, and look, we'll get to the Jets and their pitiful play, but the Jets as an example, their depth plan on the offensive line when Elijah Vera Tucker gets injured and is gone for the season. They have Josh Myers there as a backup at center, a competent player to plug in, and then they move Tippmann over to guard. And now you have something that theoretically should be functional, was last week. This week, I don't even, we'll get to it. Again, the Jets, offensive line, defensive line. It was like they just met each other, and nobody knew how to play football with the Jets this weekend. Terrible job out of Aaron Glenn and the entire Jets team. But the Giants, back to this, historically bad. So, James Hudson, the swing tackle, on the opening Giants possession. They're driving. Russ is cooking. Things look good. But James Hudson, on just that one drive, commits four penalties on one drive. Four penalties on one drive. No player, again, this century, has committed four penalties on one drive. By that standard, if you want to say it, you can consider it the worst showing of any NFL player this century on a drive. So what happens? In the middle of the drive, you can see the steam coming off of Brian Daboll's head. By the way, that's probably an exaggeration. That might be hyperbole. The terrible penalties? Not exaggeration. Historically bad. That's truth. Brian Daboll getting peeved on the sideline, wants to take out James Hudson, doesn't do it in the middle of the drive, though you can see he wants to. Somebody else seems to weigh in and say, let's not do it in the middle of the drive. We're moving the football here. I don't know if that's Kafka on the headset or whatever. End of the drive. Come over to the sideline. And James Hudson finds out he's being pulled, benched, in favor of Giants' fifth-round draft pick, rookie Marcus Bowe, who is going to get an opportunity to come in there at tackle. And Hudson loses his mind on the sideline. Has to be restrained. He's upset. And, dude, you don't want to be benched? Play better. Keep your cool. Unbelievable. So that's all going on. And that's not even... So that's some of what went on with the penalties. But I'm not even with the worst... I haven't hit the worst of it yet. Here's the worst of it for the entire football game. And there's bad. And there's... By the way, the sad part of the Giants game is that there's plenty of good. They were so bad and boring and irrelevant, the New York Giants, all last season. They were bad and boring and depressing last week. This game was so much fun, so exciting, and so good in so many ways. And Marcus Bowe, when I get to the positives, oh my God, that kid blocked his butt off. Fantastic. The Giants look like they may actually have a keeper on that dreadful offensive line. But here's the worst of it. You have scored 37 points. Russell Wilson, this is still in regulation, is playing the best game that he has played for years and years and years, going back to his Seattle Seahawks days. And this may even be, it's one of the best Russell Wilson games ever in his career. He's just playing out of his mind. We'll get to the problems in overtime. But in regulation, playing out of his mind. And by the way, so is Malik Nabers, so is Wandell Robinson. They're just bawling out. Cam Scataboo. There's, I mentioned Marcus Bowe, which to me might actually be the long-term most exciting positive element of this game for the New York Giants was the play of the rookie tackle. But the Giants have just miraculously gone ahead with 25 seconds left on the clock. Russ does it again. Another one of these long touchdown passes, and Malik Nabers is playing bananas out of his mind. And the Giants take the lead, 25 seconds left. They kick off. Now there's 19 seconds left. And here's the rub. The Dallas Cowboys, everyone knows, including the Giants, including you, including me. We all know the Dallas Cowboys have the single best kicking weapon in the history of the NFL. They have a dude who, legit, if they had a chance to tie this game with a 70-yard field goal, they would have gone for a 70-yard field goal, 7-0. Because Brandon Aubrey is insane. Just a weapon as a field goal kicker. So, if they can get anywhere, pretty much to midfield, they think they're in field goal range. They've seen him in warm-ups and practices. They know their kicker can hit from midfield. So if you're the Giants, they have the ball. I think the return, the kickoff return goes to the 33-yard line. They have the ball, Dallas. And what you cannot do, you've got 17 yards or so there to play with, and you can't give them that 17 yards because if they get it, they're going to kick and tie the game. So you've got to be aggressive there. What you don't do there is play the classic 1990s style prevent defense where you're afraid of someone getting behind you and what? And scoring a touchdown in there? You're going to just try and play for what? An overtime and give up a kick there? No, you should be ashamed of yourself. Giants defensive coordinator Shane Bowen, whose name for the moment I think has to be Mr. Softy, playing soft coverage there. And in particular, after the Giants stopped them on first down, and now it's second and 10 with 14 seconds left, only 14 seconds left, second and 10. You cannot let them have, you can't give them a big cushion. You can't give them that yardage. What happens? He lays back in prevent defense, super softy style, and they give up 18 yards to tight end Jake Ferguson. And now they're at the Giants' 49-yard line. They're in field goal range. The Cowboys are content. They would have kicked it there, but they have a few seconds. So they run it the same way you do to set yourself up for a field goal for 3 yards. And he kicks a 64-yarder to tie it. If Wink Martindale were still the defensive coordinator, they would have been running like zero coverage and sent the house. If Steve Spagnuolo were the defensive coordinator, he would have pulled out an exotic blitz with a safety or a cornerback or somebody coming that you have not seen all game long that he saved for that moment. So would most of the defensive coordinators around the league. Now, you want to tell me that all throughout this game and into overtime and the whole time, that yes, that defensive players, and especially that defensive line, except for Brian Burns, who played his tail off, that the other players should have done a better job winning their one-on-one matchups. Sure, go ahead and tell me that. The secondary got beat a bunch of times. God bless Drew Phillips. I thought he played his tail off, but a lot of the secondary struggled. You want to complain about the players? You can. But the next time Shane Bowen schemes up a defense, a concept that gives his players an advantage, will be the first time that Shane Bowen has done that, as far as I can tell, as defensive coordinator for the New York Giants. And we'll get to why is he the defensive coordinator for the New York Giants. That's another topic. We'll hit that coming up.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.